Well, it's very difficult to do. I'm going to start cutting it back just by the way I was going to handle people. And it's kind of bad.
It is hard for you because nobody says you thank you.
Well, that's right. Then if you walk off the podium, then you've got a big issue about Zucker walking off the podium. But we'll cut it back and deal with it.
Why don't you set a meeting with me or something or at a certain time?
Well, if they... You see, the main thing is these briefings take an hour and a half, which I'm going to cut it back into. The main thing is what comes out of them. And, paragraph, most of the hour briefings, a paragraph of the wire service copy comes out of them inside.
I just don't want to wrestle around that much. Do the best you can.
All right, I'm going to.
Not very good. That's a good shot.
See, we have Kissinger today.
He is going to go his life.
We're going to try and get him through it at noon after the bipartisan leadership meeting. And we have the economic press in today. Schultz.
Press?
Yeah. Oh, not for you, but...
I'm not going to see them.
No.
Schultz wanted me to, but I'm not going to see any press.
Over at the EOB, we're going to give a seminar on the economic thing. Then, of course, you see the PRC courtesy call.
Sure, Schultz doesn't make an end run on that.
No.
He's trying to get me to it. I don't want to do it. I have to make precedent there.
That's true, though.
It's not a bad idea to bring him to it. I'm sort of trying to explain things, but PRC, I think I have a impression to drive at 5 o'clock. Here's another one, too.
No, I was doing a good job.
You're doing a good job, and then he needs
some help. He's moving to get some help, and we're working closely together. And unless
he's got both of them, he's trying to do the economic stuff, but he's trying to keep the cap.
Thank you. some things we should, but some things we should take right on. For example, irresponsible leaks that come flowing out of the Justice Department or something.
Yes,
we're going to crack them right head on.
Yes, I agree.
That's what we agreed to do last night. We're not going to allow newspaper stories which lead to an innuendo.
Yes, the latest irresponsible leak. You got one today?
Well, there's rumbling coming out of the Justice Department suggesting that there's been discussion about the possibility of calling the president before the grand jury, although this cannot be done,
is that right?
Handled on a constitutional basis. We cracked that right out of the box last night.
Oh,
there we are. And they just simply called it for what it was, a shocking and irresponsible abuse of authority on the part of the federal prosecutors, if in fact they said what they were reported as saying. And then we went on to say that grand jury proceedings are by law secret. And, this type of
where do they think that came from?
Well, we called Richardson last night, and we said that the White House has called Elliot Richardson to immediately investigate this matter. And we'll ask, we could not reach him by telephone last night, we said, we'll ask Archibald Cox, the special prosecutor, to look into this matter and do so immediately. See?
Good.
Now, that's the right thing to say. That's not a story that constantly.
I couldn't agree more. You gotta, I guess you got to expect that kind of thing. You get that disturbing funny eventually, too, don't you think? That's a call the president, whether or not.
I'm not the least bit concerned about it, though. The only thing that we do is to,
well, of course, you say concerned. The grand jury, what do you think that is? What do you think is bizarre? Is it they think they're screwing around with such crazy ideas in there?
They may be, you never know, but they can't do it. And the story points out the fact that they realize they can't do it. And the story points out that there's no evidence, there's no bombshell here. They just indicate that the thrust of the testimony suggests that the president should be able to present his case before the grand jury. Present his case as to how this could have gone on around him without him being aware of it.
Oh.
Well, that's why we cracked it the way we did. And we're going to hit it again today?
Sure. Don't let it go.
If they are, I'm not worried about that either.
Well, yes, no, we are going to worry about it. We can't worry about anything that we can expect anything, but I think that's a possibility that we have to be ready to deal with. I mean, if we were bunched again, how would you handle that? I mean, I suppose the grand jury is running around about their weapons.
We stand up and take it directly on. That's the way to deal with this. The only way to deal with it.
The other way to do it is to submit this to the Congress or Congress and say, has this and that and the other thing.
If they do that, then we take that on too. We are no longer involved in a judicial proceeding at any level, in any aspect of this. This is a straight out gun political battle.
There you go.
And it is nothing else.
But
anyone, absolutely, and anyone who, if none of your people around you think of it as any different, as a matter of fact, Garment last night was the strongest one to hit this thing. But this is a straight out, absolute, gut political. everyone involved in this is not to cover their tail. Some are motivated to do that. Some are motivated as traditional critics. Some are motivated by hatred. Some are motivated by selfishness. Some are motivated by the desire for power. But it is a straight political battle. That's the way we've got to deal with it. And in it all, the institutions, including the press, are actually stepping across the line, indulging in excesses. Whatever they do, when any institution indulges in excess, then they've got to be called on it. You begin to, if they're not, the whole system disintegrates. And that's exactly what the press is doing in all levels. It's what the Congress is doing. It's what the judicial process is doing. Now, they can charge, the White House did, at certain levels, and the campaign committee did at certain levels, but by God, we're doing something about it. And we have done something about it.
Basically, what their charge here is with the president's status case as to how this could have gone and what is going.
No, it's really not a charge so much as it is one of those self-serving leaked statements. Which,
what do you think it's from, Archie Cox?
No, I don't think this is from
Archie Cox. That's what I was wondering. Who they thought
this was. I think this is
Silver.
Probably from the Silver group.
So how it could have gone on without the president knowing?
Well, they feel, and they say that there's no evidence that links the president to it, but, excuse me, they said under normal procedures that, you know, any other individual, but the president would have been given an opportunity to state his case. And,
they said there was no evidence that links the president to it.
No specific things, just an evidentiary pattern.
Pure shit.
Political
shit.
So,
hit it hard.
Yes, sir.
Hit the grand jury hard. It's on the ground, I think, at least. Or one ground. The other thing, though, is that they have that they're full of committee and the conference and the rest of the things. But if they're not involved in a lot of business industry, attempt they don't want to have a shred of evidence linking the president to this thing. That's you would imply that they have, while at the same time saying that they have. See what I mean? That's the old shell game. Oh boy. Anyway, it is, you know, the thing we've got to do.
Well, there's some of that innuendo.
This is straight. This is not going
to
be.
Well, but I don't mean to overemphasize. It's something you should be aware of. That's why I raised it and how we're handling it.
Sure.
This morning, because it's in the front page of the paper. But it's nothing to force to dwell on. There's nothing to concentrate on. We just got to get on with it as we're doing with the fashion of it. I've had, you know, a little low day yesterday morning, but I'll tell you, I'm ready for this battle. And,
what got you low yesterday morning?
Well, nothing specifically. I probably missed Memorial Day. You know, just the day off.
Yeah.
I was not, you know, low.
Not ready to fight it.
Well, I was ready to fight, sure.
But you got sort of knocks you out.
Just go out and walk on the beach. Comes back.
Look,
but I'll tell you, my view is, they were, I didn't go back and talk to the crew last night, you see.
Good.
And, I'm not belligerent, but, you know, they noted that, not in a negative way. And, I'm going to deal with great confidence, and I'm not going to be, none of us here should be intimidated by the press.
That's right.
We're moving a little bit into that area. Deal with it with great confidence, style, which means we use them.
That's right.
Be nice to them for our own self-interest. Don't cater to them. Answer the questions that we have available to answer. I will not be cross-examined, but neither will Jerry Warren. We'll give them one answer to a question, and if they don't like it, they can go out and write what they want. Because
right.
They're writing it anyway.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly the way we'll deal with them. Not in a belligerent way. Now, that doesn't mean to suggest that the press is our main enemies.
No. The press can't go without the help of the Congress, the judiciary.
This is a straight, clear battle, political battle, where we have our supporters and there are critics coming against us. And,
it's really what it is.
That's exactly the way we have to look at it.
Well,
that's
good.
In terms of your question earlier, I think Al's doing that.
Why did you? I just want to get some help.
He's moving to get some help.
Good.
And we're all working closely together on it.
He's got a good feel. I think this man is developing a good feel as a result of it. Kevin, Reggie,
yes, sir. They don't, it's not put right that way, that the president should come before the grand jury. Just, you know, it's a leakage from the grand jury process, which is what we took on. And
Richardson ought to stand up on that, sir.
Oh, we've told them to investigate him. And Archibald Fox better, too, than Archie.
Yeah.
Better put on his bow tie and find out what's going on.
Gotcha. That's why we're going to